And more of Reality Radio. Joel here. We're going to get Big G back in here, I think, with a little giveaway a little bit later on before we wrap it up. But ladies and gentlemen, I lost all my sound effects with our new computer system, so I'll just give you the single golf applause. Red Higgins and his wife Lisa Marie live in studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks,
Joel. Good morning to you. Lisa's over there busy putting together some equipment. Thanks for taking time to come up. We appreciate you doing that.
I appreciate you having us. It's been a while since we got up this way.
It has been a while. You have been busy.
We have been.
Playing here and there and everywhere, right? As Johnny Cash would say, right?
Yeah, here and there and everywhere, yeah.
That's right. And you guys, you know, we always have new listeners to our morning show, and maybe people don't realize the history of how your musical career, your venture into performing began, but I'll never forget it. It's one of the most memorable things of my radio career to see someone like you step up on stage at our karaoke contest and just basically your voice was always there, but you kind of found yourself and found your love of performing, and that was kind of a special event for you and kind of vaulted you into performing, didn't it, Red?
Yes, it did. We had that's been quite a few years ago. That was up at Odana.
Yeah, probably 15, 20 years ago, maybe, right?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, at least 20.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, you know, speaking of Odana, we're actually going to be up there on the 28th of September.
At Bad River?
At the Bad River Casino up there. So it was kind of ironic that you said that. But yes, I tell you what, that was a few years ago.
So before you did the karaoke contest with us and you finished, did you win it or finish second? I'm not sure what you
did. I took second. You voted yes. I think it was rigged. I mean, wasn't that your cousin that was took first?
I think that was John Warren, the Elvis guy, who won it, wasn't it, I think? And he was really good.
You know, I don't remember. Yeah. I tell you who it was that won it. It was somebody from up by Ashland somewhere.
Young lady?
No, it was a guy.
We had so many good singers.
But Elvis. I don't think he was an Elvis guy. At least he didn't do any Elvis that night.
Okay, all right. So what do you remember about that? Because that did kind of start you into performing. Is that correct? Am I correct on that?
Yeah, we'd actually won. I'd won through a couple other radio stations. I had won two trips to Nashville, and this one here was, I worked on construction, and I actually got started in on a dare. A couple of guys said, why don't you go up there and sing a song? So
yeah.
I did, and we'd actually, I had won two trips to Nashville that summer, and you had this in the fall, I remember, and I remember it was up in the convention center up there, and there was really a lot of people in that. I think there was 50 people that sang that night.
It was a big crowd up there, yeah.
Yes, it was. And that one there was money. That was I think it was, the grand prize was $1,000.
I believe so.
And I won $500 that night. So
all right.
I'm here to collect my other $500, Joel.
Okay, all right. We'll get you with Darla, would you?
Okay, all right.
When you get out of here. But before all that, you kind of said that people always said, you've told me before that people said, Red, you have such a good deep voice. You should do this and that. And that kind of prompted you to do it, the karaoke side, and then it kind of took off from there, right?
Yes, it did. You know, I'll be honest with you. We started, I guess we formed a band in 2006. That was in the fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, if someone would have told me that I would still be doing this 17 years later or whatever, 16, 17 years later, I would have laughed at him. But, you know, it kind of went on from there. We'd started the band, and I had written a few songs, and it just kind of snowballed after that. I mean, don't let me kid you. It hasn't been an easy road, that's for sure. I mean,
it's always tough,
and I tell you, I can't tell you we're at the pinnacle. I hope we aren't at the top yet. I still would like to do a few things, but...
Well, Lisa Marie is here. Lisa Marie, your better half.
Yes.
Lisa Marie, when did you meet this character? When did you meet Red?
I met Red right after he won the karaoke contest.
Oh, really?
And it was funny because I was in one in Stevens Point, and my sister wanted us to meet. So we met on a blind date.
Oh, really?
And we've been together ever since.
Wow. Wow. That's fantastic.
And so I was really at the beginning of your...
She was there when it happened.
When it started.
When it all started.
And it just, you know, went one thing after
but,
another.
Yeah, it just, you know, we've had, I'd written a few songs. Our greatest success has been on country gospel. We we're looking at possibly putting another song out here this year on country gospel.
Yeah.
And then the television show, the Midwest Country Show on RFD television.
Yeah.
That's... I know right now the show, I think it changed. It went from Sunday to Friday, somebody told me. I haven't had a chance. I've had, been so busy, I haven't had a chance to really tune into that. But the theater, I had talked to the lady that owned it, and the theater is actually closed right now. But she's talking about reopening that. So,
okay, good. All right. Well, we're going to talk more about your ventures, but we're going to get a little something from you here, a little song. And then we'll talk more about your radio ventures because... there's more to talk about. So what do you guys want to do for us here live in studio? What do you got?
Why don't we do an original?
We'll do some original stuff here. I wrote a song at the Marshfield Fair coming home. I actually wrote this and we kind of put it together. Everybody else was in the back of the bus partying, and we'd kind of started. I started writing a song. I had this come into my head. Uh-huh. And then Lisa and I actually finished this a couple weeks later. It's called The Girl with the Diamond Ring.
All right. Red Higgins, ladies and gentlemen, Reality Radio.
While at the fair in the midway, she flashed those big brown eyes my way. She smiled at me, Lord, I didn't know what to do. To my surprise, I walked over there, when all I could do was stand and stare. She laughed when I stood her down, hi, how are you? What started very casually turned into something more, you see. She cried when I put that rock on her left hand. She said, boy, I love you so. Here's a seed, make our love grow. You will always be my only ever-loving man. Now you see that girl with the diamond ring. She's my all, my everything. I'll do my best to make her dreams come true. Hand in hand, side by side, we'll weather all the storms of life. I will always be her only ever-loving man. Now I've heard lots of people say that many a love has started out this way, with a tender, awkward moment in time. And I know as the years go by, my love for her will never die. I will always be her only ever-loving man. Now you see that girl with the diamond ring. She's my all, my everything. I'll do my best to make her dreams come true. Hand in hand, side by side, we'll weather all the storms of life. I will always be her only ever-loving man. Yes, I will be her one and only ever-loving man.
Red Higgins original, very nice.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Is that a debut, or have you played that at other places?
We actually recorded this when we were in Nashville last time we were down there.
Okay, all right.
And we haven't pushed it out. This is the first time we sang it live on the radio.
All right, all right. Very good. Well, as you ventured through this... from playing area nursing homes and blessing people with your voice to larger venues, what stands out for you, Red? A couple of memories. Time for you to brag a little bit, all right? Because I've been blessed in my radio career. I've been able to talk to people, meet people. I've been able to cover sports teams and been in locker rooms that I never thought I'd be able to. So I feel I've been very blessed on the radio side. What, brag a little bit. Talk a little bit about a couple of things that, were like wow moments, like, wow, that was cool to be able to sing with that person or meet that person or do this or whatever it may be.
You know, I think the most memorable.
Close enough.
It's early in the morning here, Joel. Yes, I tell you what, has been, I think when we played at Country Fest, that's been a few years back, but we played in between Montgomery Gentry and Kelly Pickler, and we were playing in the VIP lounge that was right next to the main stage, and we got up there and we started playing. We started as soon as Kelly Pickler had gotten off the stage, mm-hmm. and the whole place just went nuts. I mean, the pavilion that we were playing in just was packed. I mean, it was so full, and I mean, where we could see going up the hill, I could see people standing all the way up the hill, and I mean, it was crazy. They were they had security, and they were throwing people off the stage who were trying to get to us. I mean, it was nuts. And we got done. One of the guys that come up there, he says to me, he says, "Well, who are you?" I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And I told him, I said, "My name's Red Hayes." And he says, nice. He says, "Do you have any idea?" He says, "How many people were watching you?" And I said, "Well, I couldn't see them all from where I was at." I said, "I don't know." I said, "Probably 10,000. I says, "I don't know." He says, "I'll tell you what, Red." He says, "You had them all. We got over 55,000 here, here tonight." And he said, "We got three other bands playing in other pavilions." He says, "They were all set at the top of the hill. They were more up the hill. We were down at the bottom there."
Yeah.
And he said, "They were all standing there watching you." He said, "They didn't have a person in a place." And he says to me, he says, What are you doing here?" He says, "You should be on that main stage." And the guy that came along and was selling, that owned the pavilion that had the alcohol rights, he says, "You guys put on a fabulous show. But," he says, "you're hell on bar business." He says, "We didn't sell one drink all the while you guys were watching." He says, "The bartender sat there and watched you guys play." He says, "Nobody was buying any drinks." So
what a great compliment, yeah.
That was probably the most memorable.
Yeah, Lisa Marie. What other than that? What? How about you along the venture here?
Oh, that was very exciting, and you know, to have people come up and ask you to do a song and continue to come back up there. But I really enjoy. I really enjoy doing the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
I love meeting the people that are there, and I love seeing the joy on their faces when we do their songs that they want, and to see them singing with us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That to me is, you know, really special. And yeah. I have some friends and people I've known, and we run into them, and they're so grateful. You know, to have yeah. some music in that.
And that has to be part of the blessing, because you, both of you are very strong Christians, and people know that. You make it very clear to people. And it has to be, sometimes I think you feel like God pushed you into this for a reason. And sometimes when you're in those nursing homes, you think to yourself, you know what? Maybe this isn't what I was thinking of why I was going into this. But then God pushed me into this nursing home, and here I am. In front of 10, 15 people that may never see live music again, and right. I get to perform for them, right?
It's very right. True. I mean, you never know who you're going to run into. We've run into some extraordinary people in some of those nursing homes. I mean, as far as convalescence and that type of stuff, I mean, they might have been in for a surgery. Some of them have been very helpful on telling us. There was one individual that we met that told us how to maybe market some of these songs a little bit better than probably what we are. I mean, he had and I can't remember exactly what his name was. I've got it written down at home, but he had owned some radio stations, and he was on the air and stuff. Probably someone you knew, if I could remember the guy's name. I'm getting really bad at that, George. Joel. I mean,
I am too. Blue, red. Yes. You guys are staying busy. So what's in the future for you? What you've hung up your regular job now? So are you going to go back to Nashville, do some stuff, or what are you guys thinking you're going to be doing here next couple years?
We have some plans to go back to Nashville. Nashville. We've been asked to come down and sit in with some folks down there. I just, like I said, we haven't been down there since right before COVID.
Yeah.
And we had some things that were in the works to do some tours overseas and possibly through the Southwest and up through Canada. But that was right before COVID, and everything kind of just fell apart.
We were invited to come down there and play, and we haven't had a chance. The people that invited us, they go to Florida in the winter, and that's usually when we're off. We're busy in the summer, so we're still trying to.
Yeah.
But we're definitely thinking about maybe going to Texas or possibly Florida this year. I mean, you know, we've been blessed. We've met some really great great people. I mean, through this, and had the pleasure to play with some very talented people. So I mean, it's it's very humbling when you go to Nashville. Let me tell you,
I mean, people they can go to redhiggins.com, right?
And, yes,
and check out where you'll be. And you've been blessed. I think with age, Red. Not that we're getting older, but with age, your voice is getting even better and better. At least, can you say that? I mean, it's amazing. Sometimes people get older and the voice starts to fluctuate. Mine has moments, but you got to feel blessed that your sound has stayed. It is what it was back in the 2004 karaoke contest.
Well, I appreciate that. Where's that bottle you've been nipping out of? I need a snort of that myself.
Yeah, we hide that over here in the corner over here a little bit. But, you know, you've had in your band, you mentioned you got your band together, but I know one of the battles that you've had, mentioned to me over the years, is getting that consistent band group together, getting other people to commit to it. You were blessed to have Jeff Walker with you for many years, and I know you've got, I think, his son playing a little bit with you, too.
Yes,
but you've had a lot of band members that have contributed to your success, too, because that's part of the process, right?
Right, it is. I tell you, we have been very blessed. I mean, Billy Kelnoffer from Park Falls, he played with us here for a number of years. You know, it was really, when we started out, we had pretty much the same guys. And then there for a while, we were it was musical musicians, I guess. But then we went out and we had the same guys for probably about 10 years. And then when COVID came along, that kind of, we had one guy get married and move to Texas. I mean, I told him I was happy he was getting married and everything, but he didn't have to move to Texas. But and then we had another guy that, Kevin Bixby out of Rhinelander, Wisconsin. He was a drummer and he wanted to spend some time with his son. His son is a fantastic baseball player. He's a pitcher.
Yeah.
And then we had, another guy that wanted to take off. We had a steel player and a Chad Karnitz, and he wanted to take some. He had some little kids, and he wanted to take some time off. So
you've had a lot of talented musicians. Have you ever had someone as talented as Jeff Walker before? I mean,
he was fantastic.
He could play anything.
I've had some guys get close, but I tell you, he is. You know, and the thing with Jeff. Him and I, we were actually good friends, and I mean, I miss him a lot. I mean, he helped me do a lot of things that I probably would have never gotten a chance to do. So,
and the people that know Jeff had, you know, he had a few issues here and there, but the musician side of it, I mean, for a guy to be able to just hear a song and then play it back to you, I mean, he had that photographic musical memory. If you just focus in on Jeff's gift of music, it was unbelievable. It really was.
Oh, I tell you, I asked him one time, I says, you ever play a fiddle before? And because it's been quite a while. I don't know if I can do it anymore. And I had one there. And I says, well, here, try this one. And, you know, it was funny because he fiddled around on that for probably 3-4 minutes. And he started playing it just like he'd played it for a million years. I mean, talk about a musical prodigy. I mean, that was definitely Jeff. I mean,
And he was such a good guy. We have so many good memories with him recording and up to 2 a.m. till our ears are bleeding.
3-4 a.m. I mean,
laughing and. Well,
I still have in studio here the I don't have it here. His Back for More Cash CD. I named that one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he walked in the 98Q studios one time to do something, and I looked at him and I said, "So you're back for more cash, huh?" And he looked at me and he said, "That's a good name for a CD."
There you go.
He's back for more cash. Yep. All right. Red Higgins and his wife Lisa Marie are joining us. Can you give us one more? You got one more in you?
Sure.
Before we wind things down?
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, this is a song that we've put out. Like I said, our best success has been on country gospel. Uh-huh. We put out a song a number of years ago that went to number 17s here stateside. It went to 13 overseas.
Nice.
And this is a song that we're looking at. We pitched this when I was down in Nashville the last time. We didn't have it recorded yet, but we do now. We actually recorded it that couple days later in Nashville. And this is a song that we kind of wrote together, Lisa and I. It's called Knocking at Your Heart.
Red Hagans, ladies and gentlemen, on Reality Radio.
I'm here to tell a story. It's true, I'm here to say about how I lost my job and I lost my house in the very same day. I kicked the can on down the sidewalk to the corner of 12th and Pine. When to the right of me I saw a church and I heard the church bells chime. As I stood there in the churchyard, I looked up at the sky, wondering what I would tell my kids, what would I tell my wife. I stumbled into the chapel and sat down in the last pew. When I bowed my head, I heard a voice saying, Red, I've been waiting for you. And I've been knocking at your heart, wanting to come in. Don't you know when I died for you, I took away your sin. So someday that you could be with me and hear the angels sing, welcome to my house, make yourself at home, I'm your Savior and your King. When I looked up, I saw a man with sandals on his feet, and I saw the holes in his hands where the nails used to be. Around him were angels, oh, he wore a robe of white. He said, give me your troubles and everything will be alright. 'Cause I've been knocking at your heart, wanting to come in. Don't you know when I died for you, I took away your sin. So someday that you could be with me and hear the angels sing, welcome to my house, make yourself at home, I'm your Savior and your King. So if you're feeling lonely, or if you're feeling low, or if you've lost everything and you have no place to go, give your cares to Jesus. He will guide your way. He'll lift your burdens from you and give you peace throughout your day. 'Cause he is knocking, knocking at your heart, wanting to come in. Don't you know when he died for you, he took away your sin. So someday that you could be with him and hear the angels sing, welcome to his love, make yourself at home, he's your Savior and your King. Oh, pull up a chair and chat a while with your Savior and your King.
Very nice. You get the morning guy applause
Thank
out
you.
Of that too. Red Higgins and Lisa Marie. Very nice.
Thank
and
you,
yeah, that's and you wrote that. You wrote
we
that?
Wrote
that's
that,
very
yes.
nice. I love that song. That's awesome. Where are you going to be in the next couple of weeks? Anything in the summer yet?
We are actually have a private party down in Rochelle.
Oh, I'll be there. All right.
Osseo. But you're invited. You can come along. I'll tell you, if you get there around noon, you can ride with us.
Okay.
You know, that's all.
All right.
But
all right.
The following weekend, we will be the 24th of August. We'll be at the State Fair in Marshfield.
Nice.
Last year, a guy came up and told me, he said, you are the longest running act, he says, we've had down there. So I don't know if he was just BSing me or what, but I think this will be our 15th consecutive year down there. I think it's about
nice.
16 years altogether. But then on Sunday, we will be at the Loyal Corn Fest in Loyal, Wisconsin, that Sunday afternoon.
Wow. Okay.
And then the 7th of September, we are at...
Greenwood.
We are at the Greenwood Street Dance. That is the end of summer dance. That's what they call that.
All right. All
we'll
right.
be there on that Saturday. But then we've got a couple things on the 13th and 14th and the 20th. But on the 28th of September, we will be in Odena at the
Bad River Casino.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
And then we've got some stuff in October. You can check out our website. Our Christmas shows are coming up. They start already. The 7th and 8th. I still have some room for a Christmas show, Joe. If you're willing to fund that, I'd be more than happy to bring the guys on up
well,
here. I mean,
well, listeners, you guys want Red here? Let us know. Yeah, we'd love to. We may just do that. Yeah.
I tell you, we did one of our first Christmas shows. That's been probably, 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Up in, right here in Park Falls.
At the Shawamigan High School. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Kind of got it rolling. And now it's a big show down in Medford.
Yes.
That you do?
Yes. Last year we had a benefit. We raised for the VFW, the Build a New Hall. We raised, that was the kickoff for it. We raised over $17,000.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic.
We're hoping I'm hoping to rekindle that. I don't know if that's possible. That was a record year there.
Yeah,
but,
So check out redhiggins.com for where Red is. So before you go, can you get, not, you don't do the whole song, but can you give me like 60 seconds of I've Been Everywhere?
Yep.
Sure.
Because people love that ability, that auctioneer type ability to just rattle off the cities. You don't have to do the whole thing, but maybe just...
first verse.
Yeah, maybe the first verse of I've Been Everywhere to wrap it up with Red Higgins and Lisa Marie. Here we go. All right.
Hope I got to get it.
This is one of my favorites. This is just a personal request for me. None of our listeners request. It was just all me. So.
You were prepared.
Yeah, I was prepared. Yeah, here we go. All right.
Then to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Manawa, La Palona, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Toba, Killenberg, Quilla, Abadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Nice. Very good. Always good to see you, Red. And Lisa Marie, we're going to have you back again soon. Very fun. So thank you for taking time to join us.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us,
You bet.
Joe.
More of Reality Radio coming up.